Hello, so we're here at the Energy and Freeform show for the Food Talk show, and we've just been wandering around, haven't we, Brodie?
Yes.
And we've found someone else who wants to have a chat with us, and her name is Lauren Tibbetts, and she is from Lauren Loves.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at the show?
Sure, yeah. So, this is actually our first show, and yesterday we made our first sale ever. So,
well, we're kind of
the babies on the block.
Congratulations.
Which, thank you, it's really exciting. So, we are selling low FODMAP food products. So we've come today with an initial range of pasta sauces. So we've got a mild pasta sauce, tomato base, and a spicy version. And we're also selling garlic oil from the garlic farm down on the Isle of Wight.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't know what low FODMAP is.
I don't know.
So it's probably going to be your next question. So low FODMAP is a diet that's recommended to people that that suffer from IBS. So they generally suffer from food intolerances to things like onions, garlic, apples, pears, lactose, wheat.
Okay, yeah.
It's across all food groups really, except for protein, so things like meat and eggs.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty restrictive diet, and when you're kind of given this booklet from a dietitian, it gives all these red foods that you have to cut out. It's a really daunting experience,
yeah.
And you don't really know where to start when you're so used to cooking with onions and garlic. Like, everybody is, all across the world, they're such a staple ingredient. And it's really difficult to find food products that suit you, so you have to do a lot of home cooking. So my boyfriend was diagnosed about 5 years ago. He's the kind of inspiration behind the brand.
Okay.
And we really struggled. We were quite happy doing a lot of home cooking, so it's okay. But doing a lot of research, there are so many people that suffer from IBS. And I mean, looking at the show here, it's growing so much. And the amount of people with allergies and intolerances is just growing. So I decided to help people out, try and take the stress out of eating with IBS and the low FODMAP diet. So it's food products and accompanying recipe cards. So you can kind of go shopping, you've got a shopping list and you know what you're buying, you know it's safe to eat low FODMAP, you know the sauce that you've got at home is safe to eat low FODMAP, and you know you're not going to suffer any nasty side effects. So we've got the initial range today, the tomato sauce and the Italian meatball recipe, but we've got so much more in development, Thai green paste, Indian curry paste, and just trying to enable people to eat the same foods they ate before FODMAP.
Yep.
So you don't have to eat meat and too safe veg, which can become really boring and repetitive.
Yeah.
Exactly, and you know, everybody does still rely a little bit on processed foods.
Exactly.
We're all so busy, and actually
Absolutely.
Giving somebody an opportunity to have that same luxury is really will just give people so much more freedom.
It. And we're not saying, you know, you should rely on this every night of the week. It's actually
it's
that lazy
option.
Night when you're
yeah.
like, you've had a rough day at work, your kids are screaming, you just want to bung something in a pan and that's it. And again, I mean, I don't suffer from IBS and I can eat onions and garlic.
Yeah.
Which is great, obviously, when I go out to eat, because that can be the struggle for people that are on low FODMAP. But at home, with my boyfriend, I don't eat onions and garlic anymore, and I really don't miss them.
Mm.
So we use alternative sources of that kind of flavour. So using garlic oil, which is safe to eat, because the kind of nasty part of the garlic doesn't leach into the oil, which is why we're selling the garlic farm olive oil today. And also using a spice called asafoetida, which a lot of people
I've
have there.
No.
So it's an Indian spice, used a lot in Indian cooking. It's very pungent, so it's actually got the nickname Devil's Dung.
Oh.
So you don't want to get
lovely.
Your nose too close to it,
no.
But it tastes great. So you use it really sparingly in your dishes, kind of, I say, half a teaspoon for a meal for two. The smell goes away as soon as it starts
into
cooking.
The food,
it gives that kind of onion flavour. So. You would eat this, and I would almost say I would give you your money back if you thought that, you know, there was something missing from that dish. It's not a plain meal.
It's tasty, but just taking out those onions and garlic.
I didn't want to produce something that was low FODMAP that also lost
boring,
the flavour.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be, actually, you can still have these really great tasting Thai green curries and pasta dishes and stir fries. You know, you just got to look somewhere else for those ingredients. And trying to educate people, really, on it's okay, don't worry. We're here for you and we can help you and find those alternative ingredients that you can use. So,
Brilliant.
So that's kind of the background of what I'm doing.
So
really.
Where can we get them?
At the moment, just here.
Just here,
yeah,
okay.
So because we're so new, we're just kind of using this as an opportunity to really work on you know, the demands, the feedback from people, what people are interested in, what people want as well. So there's a lot of low FODMAPers here that say, you know, we want things like a stock or a stuffing, or, you know, it's onion and garlic is everything. I mean, you wouldn't believe until you start cutting out of your diet. Yeah. So it's good to find out what people are interested in, whether, you know, pasta sauce is the most popular or it might be something else. So we're going to kind of target our product development from there. But Facebook is the best place to find out when we're opening online shops, when we're available in stockists, and also increasing the product range. So
okay, so what's your Facebook?
/ Lauren Loves Low FODMAP, all one word.
Okay.
And we're on Instagram as well, which is Lauren Loves _ Low FODMAP.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming
to
talk
to us. Thank you, Lauren.
What I'll do is we'll come back to your stand a little bit later and have a little try. Have you got
Love
something
it.
That you can try?
Yeah, that sounds
and,
brilliant.
Good luck with it all. Sounds
thank
brilliant.
You. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.